Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And today I have a brand new movie that officially opens today called X. Yeah, that's it. Just X. It's listed as a horror mystery thriller from the good people over at A24. So I'm hoping for another solid horror movie. From the mind of Ty West, who wrote, directed, and produced this one, so this one's all on him. One movie I think about of his that come to mind that I did enjoy was called You're Next, which took a familiar setup and kind of flipped it on its head a little bit. And yeah, that was a very satisfying movie. So maybe that's an indication of what I'm in for today. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with the police arriving at an old farmhouse. The chief reviews the crime scene, stepping over bodies and following the blood trail into the house where there's another body. And the officer tells him, hey, you need to see this in the basement. Spoiler free, we're not going to talk about that. Then we jump 24 hours in the past. So there are six people, including Wayne, traveling to a location by van. Wayne and his group plan to shoot a porn movie out in the sticks in this farmhouse that he plans on renting this little space back there from this old man, but the old man doesn't know that's what they're there to do. So they go about their business, you know, they make the transaction, they go about their business making this movie, but the old man's wife is a little odd and she's lurking and watching everything going on. And that's where I will stop. There's an event that kind of sets things off and puts things in motion, and we watch everything play out all the way up to that opening when the police arrive. So what did the pros think? Now, this shocked me quite a bit when I finally looked up the score. They came in at a 97% on the Rotten scale as of this recording, and that's with 63 reviews, so that's not a small sample size, so that's pretty good. With the audience at a 74%, so, you know, still a fresh score, but they didn't like it quite as much as the professionals did. But the most important thing is, what did I think? Well, let's start with the positive. Now, it's before my time, but I'm a connoisseur of this type of movies. You know, I love horror, love mystery, love thriller, that kind of thing. And this was a throwback to those old school 70s horror movies, that the grindhouse era, when there were like pretty much no rules. You know, they just went for it. They just put it in there and they, you know, pushed everything to the extreme in those type of movies. And this had the look and feel and did an excellent job of kind of putting you in that time frame and that state of mind. And if you're unfamiliar with those type of movies, you really only needed two things. You needed sex, and you needed violence. And they both needed to be extreme. And I mean, the setup of this one is actually pretty good. I mean, they're out there to shoot this porn movie, and then there's this horror stuff that goes on. It reminded me a lot of two different movies that they kind of mashed together. Boogie Nights and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Now, you know, put that in your mind and swirl it around, and you got something similar to what they put on the screen here. And I mean, that's a pretty original horror setup. And, you know, for the most part, the story is pretty basic, but what surprised me was the characters. The characters actually had some depth to them. I mean, Maxine, Wayne, RJ, etc. Even the old people, they had weight to what they were. I mean, there are some extra layers to the characters, and that made a ton of difference. Because when you have these kind of movies and it's just blood and violence and kills just for the sake of kills, which is cool depending on how creative and how bloody and all that good stuff the kills are, in the concept of the movie, of course, I'm saying, that's fine. But when you actually understand the characters' motivations and you kind of care about them a little bit and care what happens, it adds that much more gravity to the kills, and it means that much more. And when the scenes where you don't know if they're going to get away and things like that, the suspense of it all that stuff adds to it when you actually know the characters. You feel like you know them a little bit. And there is one kill in particular with a knife, and that has a lot of gore, which I, you know, which was a good scene. And and let me mention this before I get to the negatives. There's this nice little payoff with one of the characters in the backstory, but you gotta pay attention, because if you don't pay attention, you're gonna miss it. But yeah, let me get to these negatives. Outside of that one scene with the knife I talked about, there's not much gore here. It's just not enough. They needed to push it way further for this subgenre for it to be, you know, more accurate. They probably couldn't go where they really needed to go because of the sex element. That probably took up a lot of the allotment for it to get the just a hard R. Otherwise, this probably would have been a not rated thing. So maybe on the DVD or when it streams, they could do the unrated version. And maybe there's more stuff in there, hopefully. One can hope. But if they were going to skimp on something, I wish they would have skimped more on the sex side and given us more of the gore. The kills themselves are pretty realistic based on who's, you know, doing the kills, spoiler free. But they're pretty standard and unremarkable for the most part. The acting, I only mention it because it is a bit uneven. And, you know, it kind of takes away some of the way some of the dialogue is delivered. Could have been a little bit tighter. I wish he would have reshot some of those scenes. And it's an hour, 45 minutes. It's a bit too long. Again, 90 would have been perfect. And I'm thinking about 10 minutes of the making of the porn stuff. They could have just cut that out. Still would have been the same movie. Oh, and this is me nitpicking here. But just for me personally, there's a fine line between paying homage and outright copying. Spoiler free, but there is this Dirk Diggler type scene involving Kid Cudi. Remember, I referenced Boogie Nights back then. So think about a Dirk Diggler scene that, you know, I'm not going to go into any more details there. If you know, you know. And here's one for my true horror fans. There's a movie, came out in 1979, somewhere in there, 78, 79, I think, called Zombie Flesh Eaters. And there was a scene in there involving a stick and an eye. And they do something similar in this movie. Again, spoiler free. If you know, you know. If you don't know, then when you watch it, you'll find out. And yeah, there are a few more scenes like that that felt more like they were rehashing some other scenes instead of paying homage, which I think was the goal. They wanted to pay homage to things. But, you know, just redoing something isn't exactly, I mean, for me, when you pay homage to something, you make it in that style and you want to do something similar, but don't just copy it. I mean, but that's just my opinion. But anyway, I want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. I like this one a lot. I would put this one right at an 83% on the Rotten scale. A little less of the making of the porn, some more original kills, and better payoffs for the early setups they had. It had some great setups here that didn't always pay off. That would have really cranked this one up a few notches for me. But what they gave you was a fresh spin on a grindhouse-type style slasher. That's a fun ride once it gets going. And yeah, you enjoy it all the way to the end. And this is a must-watch for horror fans. And yeah, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is the first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out all my socials, Facebook, Instagram. Also have a TikTok where I do my thing over there that I won't be doing over here. That's still in development, though. Right now, I just have my Monday movie recommendations, so go subscribe and check that out over there. But I got a lot more content planned once I get some personal stuff set up. But anyway, yeah, thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate the support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.